by the time you got to do general medicine at Wordsley Hospital, how much did you know about diabetes?
Apart from that that I'd learned in medical school, the formal training, which was probably all in all about 2 weeks training, very little. I'd come across the occasional patient while I was a senior medical student in the teaching hospitals, but we were really not very hands-on at that stage. And so we were just observing other doctors looking after these patients. But in my own experience, it was very little. Wordsley Hospital was then quite a challenge because quite an intake of patients at Wordsley were diabetic patients, and I felt that I knew very little about it. I chose cardiology at the General Hospital because I'd got on very well with a consultant while I was a medical student. But during my sojourn at the General Hospital, we were encouraged to attend ward rounds on other firms and attend outpatients. But there was one proviso, and that was that don't try to attempt the diabetes clinic on a Wednesday afternoon because it was horrendous. Starting at 1:30 in the afternoon and finishing between 7 and 8 in the evening, some of the registrars were seeing over 50 patients each, and there were usually about 300 patients in the outpatient clinic. So it was a definite no-no for students to go there, so we tended to avoid that. And I was aware that by the time I'd got to the guest hospital, and I was working in the A&E department, that my knowledge of diabetes wasn't really up to scratch. I remember having to deal with patients in both hypoglycemia and in hyperglycemic coma in A&E, and feeling very vulnerable, and having to rely on the superior knowledge of my registrars, and sometimes the sister in A&E was a fountain of knowledge for the management of those cases for the brief period that they were within the A&E department.
And now describe your time at Wordsley Hospital.
For 6 months in 1971, I was a house officer in general medicine, working for four consultants, two of whom described themselves as general physicians. One was a nephrologist, and the fourth was a cardiologist. But they all had to share the workload that came into what was quite a busy hospital. I became rapidly aware that the nephrologist knew quite a bit about diabetes. I was aware that my knowledge of diabetes at that stage was not sufficient to need. And so I encouraged this consultant to teach me, and I learned a lot during my 6 months at Wordsley Hospital, enough to make me feel that diabetes wasn't best managed in hospital, because most patients with diabetes presenting either as a crisis or opportunistically were referred to hospital for management. The hospital environment was completely alien to their own home environment, both as far as diet and exercise is concerned. So having thought that we'd got their diabetes under control and discharged them back home, only to find that they were admitted a short time later with hypoglycemia because they were using far more energy at home and eating differently than they had done in hospital. So I became aware that diabetes probably wasn't best managed in hospital, apart from when the patients were ill enough to be at risk.